This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's interesting. We are getting closer to camp, and I still have I have no real idea of what to prepare for on the Shador front and how much media that's actually going to bring for this.
Yeah, listen, I think... It depends, right? It depends on how the Browns kind of go about this, because right now we haven't seen him take reps with the ones. They can tell us that he's taking reps with the ones, which apparently they think he has. They've said they've been rotating these guys throughout the entire spring. So maybe that's the case, but once we start seeing him with the ones is where the story is really going to take off.
No, I it will be a story immediately next week. And then I think what you're saying comes into play.
Well, there's always like the initial, like, when is Shador? Like, I think going into camp, it's when are we going to see him do it? And then there'll be a lot of talk about that and why he deserves it and why he should. And then once he actually gets there, then it takes on a whole nother life of its own, because then you're going to start getting the people comparing. Well, hey, Shador looked like this with the ones versus Dylan Gabriel looked like that with the ones versus Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett looked like that with the ones.
We'd be charting passes here, yeah, coming up exactly. In a week's time.
So that's the thing for me is, like, I am fascinated to see, like, where that happens. I think he's earned the right to take some rest with the ones in front of the media, I guess is the way we got to put it, because we don't know if he did it behind closed doors. But based on how he played and practiced... where I thought every time he was out there, I get it was the threes and fours a lot of the times, but then even when he went with the twos, he was the most, like, consistent no matter what group he was playing with, that I think he probably earned the right to at least try to run with the ones a little bit.
I think next week specifically. I don't know about Circus, because, you know, some of the Shador stuff has been tamped down by the Browns already with how they handled him since drafting him. So and that's been effective. Whether I agree with why they're doing it or not isn't really the point, but... So I think there's going to be that early interest early in camp, just because, and, like, we know it here. Obviously, everybody in town knows it. I'm sure ESPN knows it out in Bristol. Like, you say Shador, if you have compelling Shador content, it does strike up interest beyond just the folks that live in town here. Now, what will be interesting is, does it tamp down, and then the guy goes out in the first preseason game, sparkles against the threes and fours, and all of a sudden we're rushing back? But I think this is what I think is so interesting, is because I said this yesterday, is that I can't remember if it was Nick Padone or if it just kind of came up organically on the show, talking about, oh, this Browns quarterback situation is one of the most interesting in the NFL. It's like, not outside of Cleveland, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and by the way, it's in the same conversation as the Saints with Tyler Shuck. Like, I guarantee you, Saints fans are like, I'm a Rattler guy, you're a Shuck guy, let's go get it, right?
Well,
and that'll last until about week four when they're 0-4.
Lesser scale, though, I think, nationally there, because it's not like Tyler Shuck has the star power that Shador Sanders does.
So this is a really good point. Like, I think Shador is the story. Meaning, like, outside of Cleveland... you're going to hear a lot of Shador on the big networks and on everything else. And I think locally, you're going to hear more about the quarterback battle itself. But sometimes what happens when the national media has one talking point about the same position and the local talking point is maybe about the greater room, it's going to feel like all the Shador talk in the world. Just because if you turn on First Take, it's going to be there. If you turn on, I don't know, Fox Sports 1's got like two shows right now, but any one of their two shows after firing everybody else and a fair amount of the talent, you're going to be able to find it. You're going to be able to find it on one of those shows. And by the way, it goes
about Emmanuel Acho, right?
It goes, I was actually thinking about Danny Parkins. That dude is, and Craig Carton, those dudes are legit, yeah, no BS yeah. talent. By the way, Joy is talented. Thank you very much. I don't appreciate the connotation.
I'm not saying she wasn't talented. I was asking you about Emmanuel Acho. That's all.
Your voice cracked like a mother there.
Worse than yours,
We both were like,
happens to me all the time.
But no, I mean, I think I could see Browns fans getting frustrated with the amount of coverage around Shador, because you're also going to hear some of it just naturally because we're going to be focusing on the quarterback battle.
Here, the quarterback competition is the storyline. Obviously, like people
I think it's more split than you're saying, but yes, it is. It's probably more quarterback battle, Flacco versus Pickett, than it is specifically right. Shador.
What I mean is, I think here locally, people lump the Shador part of this conversation just into an overarching bucket of the quarterback competition as a whole, because people are entrenched. You're either like JP and I, who are like, we think Shador Sanders is the best quarterback on this team, he should start. Or you're like, I want to see a veteran play and then pave way for the rookies. And then there's even a third category where people who are like, don't forget about Dylan Gabriel over here. So
there's a fourth group of people who are like, what about the Wildcat offense? Do you have to start a quarterback?
Those people still exist. But
enough,
no, like,
mushrooms and anything can exist.
But yeah, so like I think just in general, like we are going to talk about the quarterbacks at large here at the station. Fans over drinks at the bar with their buddies are going to talk about it. Like, who do you think should start? It's going to be the thing that kind of dominates the topic or the subject, but over some of these other things. Now, maybe the Quinshon Judkins story trickles in there where it's like, well, now this changes the outlook of the running back room if he faces suspension. But the quarterbacks, because it's the most important position and the Browns don't have a starter right now, is going to be the thing everyone wants to talk about and everybody has an opinion on. But I think you're right. That, like, from a national standpoint, I'm assuming a lot of networks and pundits and stuff, like, they look at this situation, they're just like, I mean, it's not a story until it's a story, and it doesn't really become a story until somebody like Shador Sanders takes the reins, right? Like, nobody really cares if Joe Flacco starts. Nobody really cares if Kenny Pickett starts nationally. Nobody really cares, frankly, I don't think, if Dylan Gabriel starts, because I think most people view the Browns overdrafting Dylan Gabriel when they drafted him in the third round. It doesn't become a national story until Shador Sanders basically gets a chance to play. And then everyone's going to be like, all right, this is this highly touted rookie that we feel like should have gone earlier in the draft. And now he's getting this chance to take the reins. And this is something that we can actually sell. So I do think it centers more so around Shador than it does just the quarterback competition, especially on a national level.
216-474-0092. A bigger storyline heading into camp next week. The Browns quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pack battle itself or Shador. What's interesting to me is, personally, because this is where I think everybody else is, personally, I split it in half. Like, to me, it's Joe Flacco and Shador. Like, I trust Joe to go out there and be the adult in the room. If I don't know that he's going to win, but I think there are going to be some wild passes, some fun things. I expect the early part of the season to at least have a chance and have some fun if he starts. Whereas if Shador starts week one, I'm going to be looking at this going, all right, well, for him to have made this, like, they put him four on the depth chart for a reason. There are forces that work against him in that building that do not work against Dylan Gabriel, that do not work against Kenny Pickett, that do not work against Joe Flacco. So for him to win it, he's got the biggest uphill battle. So if he wins it week one specifically, not if he's the first guy off the bench 6 weeks in, 7 weeks in, 8 weeks, he wins it week one. That's a huge, that'll be so exciting just because it's like, well, I thought he was a second round talent. He's a fifth round pick. All right, let's go see what happens. And by the way, it's the only thing that can top the excitement of Joe. There's much more boom or bust there. Like, he could just go out and he could just be stink on crap for 6 weeks and we could go back to Joe. But both of those guys present a bit of hope, whereas if Kenny Pickett wins it, I'm going to be like, okay, did Kevin rig the Olympics for him? And if Dylan Gabriel, it'll be another thing of, man, Kev, you really can't deal with a quarterback that doesn't fit everything you want to do.
Well, and I also just think, like, by nature, we've already sort of set this conversation up to be, or I think it just kind of naturally has happened this way. Every quarterback conversation is basically like a tentacle of the Shador topic.
Tentacle. Okay. Got the right one there.
Yes. Not
the other.
I don't even want to try to guess what runs through your mind sometimes. So it's all good.
Enjoy the bulge.
That's a smart move there.
Tom Withers making an appearance again.
If I was Tom, I'd be so offended that you thought that was him. That was part of why I attacked you. I was like, come on, Tom's a respected man in the community, and I'm Nick Wilson. All right. Let's keep some distance between those two brands for the sake of Tom.
But yes, every quarterback conversation, it feels like, is kind of just a tentacle of the Shador thing. Because it all starts with, you have this polarizing quarterback in your room, in Shador Sanders, and everyone kind of wants to know, like, when does he play? And so it's kind of like, if he starts week one, it's one of the biggest national stories, of course, around the entire NFL. And what does that mean for the rest of the room? Like, who's getting the short straw? Are you keeping both veterans? Like, who gets traded? Who gets cut? That type of thing. If he doesn't start week one, then it's like, okay, why isn't he starting? And, like, who are you starting in his place? Like, everything sort of, Shador is kind of the alpha and the omega of the quarterback competition, the quarterback conversation, because everybody wants to know, like, is he starting immediately? Are they going to wait and slow play it, which is what it looks like they're doing? They're kind of going to be patient with, I think, both rookies and not put them in a less advantageous situation to be successful. They want the veterans to kind of take those blows early in the season, I think, and then maybe let those guys play later in the year.
But this is
but
where
even
I
if they
do
play
think,
at some point.
Just to what you're saying, this is where I think the Browns have to be patient and understand there's going to be the bump that first week of interest in Shador, increased media availability. Everything after that is based on if Shador can really threaten for this job. Because I think it's a slow build that really starts
it becomes
really churning
like, it's a
out
brown
pulsing,
swell that becomes like a tsunami.
Heading into week one. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you then. Do you think the Browns are you talked about like rigging it for Kenny Pickett. Do you think the Browns are purposely going to rig it in a way where Shador, that doesn't happen, where they're trying to avoid that, where he doesn't get reps with the ones until like the last week of the preseason or something like that, because they don't want it to be this, become this thing, and they don't want him to play well with like the top groups necessarily. Not that they're trying to like sabotage him, but do you think they're going to set it up in a way where like they don't put him out there to even have the chance to do that so that it doesn't become a big thing?
I think if you pair it with the Shador as a developmental quarterback, which is the most asinine thing they've ever tried to sneak across the radar, if you pair it with that, if you pair it with, I think Kevin really likes the two of the other three quarterbacks, and I think that is another thing that goes against Shador. Could I see them trying to control the situation beyond, hey, let's give this kid a chance and see what he can do? Yes. And ultimately, that's what I don't think they should do. To me, that will end up with people getting fired if you kind of go, oh, we're going to go Flacco, and then Flacco didn't work out, so, oh, hey, we're going to go Dylan Gabriel. And if Shador is your last resort, and all of a sudden he pulls a Jalen Hurts where he shows you enough to be a part of that room the next year as a starter, and you're still 3-14, yeah, that could be a really dicey situation, because you're going to look at this and go, well, you couldn't tell this behind the scenes. You couldn't tell that this kid was building this. 216-474-0092. Heading into camp, what is the bigger quarterback battle? What is a bigger storyline, the Browns quarterback battle or Shador himself? Is it disrespect for Jerry Jeudy or just reality? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.